It's Friday. It's 5 to 5 somewhere. And it's time for Fight Scene Friday. With your hosts, Chris Jones, Martin Wham, and Mike Leader.
Hi everybody, so we're back to the Fight Scene Friday, and as you've probably just heard, we've got a rather spiffing new intro.
Very professional.
Real. I know. Now. Yeah, but I'm gonna, some people have asked me, or I've shared it with you, is that you that did that? I'm like, no, I wish I could do all that. But no, thank you to somebody helped out with that one. So I'm just going to give a shout out to them. They know who they are. We've got an awesome proper. We guys, they say we're proper broadcasters now. Got a proper introduction and everything.
No.
Music and everything. I know. But for real now, yeah, for real. So this week we are going to be talking about the 1999 classic, which sounds frightening saying that. 1999. I was 19 years old when this came out.
No, do you know what people are referring it to? One of the most influential films of the last century.
Jesus wept.
Of the late, the late 20th century.
I know. Well, I'm 44. This film came out when I was 19.
Yeah,
I was a teenager. It doesn't seem right. But yeah, the 1995, now that we're all geeking out about our age, the 1999 classic The Matrix from the Wachowskis, featuring action from the legendary Yuen Woo Ping, who was definitely the flavour of the month, wasn't he? Everybody wanted him to do the action in their films. And there's actually a nice little tie-in to Fist of Legend, which is our, as Mike mentioned, no, we haven't done Mike's mention yet. What am I talking about? We're going to do that in a minute. Gosh. Pretend I didn't say
no,
that.
No, we
just
don't
give
do
it
any
away.
Editing. It's all 100% live.
Mike's going to mention it in a minute. But yeah, there is a tie-in to Fist of Legend. And yeah, Mike talks about that a little bit. Anyway. But just before we... In fact, to tell you what, so that I don't screw anything else up, let's jump over to our awesome extra co-host, Mr. Mike Leader. Now that I've butchered that section.
Brought to you by SGC Security Services. Excellence as standard.
Thanks to Chris Jones and the Kickback with Chris podcast for having me back. And this week we're looking at the dojo fight from 1999's The Matrix, directed by the Wachowskis with fight choreography by Yuen Woo Ping and his team. Now, it's quite an apt follow-up to our previous look at Fist of Legend, as the final throwdown in that film between Jet Li and Billy Chow in the Japanese dojo, that's one of the fights and one of the films that Yuen Woo Ping had worked on that the Wachowskis were very big fans of. And I remember both Keanu Reeves and Hugo Weaving, Agent Smith, telling me that the fights from Fist of Legend were some of the, shall we say, combination rewards, inspiration clips they would watch during their training or while recovering from their training for The Matrix. I got to work with Keanu on Man of Tai Chi and Hugo Weaving on the thriller Loveland, Expired. And yes, I picked their brains about working on everything from The Matrix, Bill and Ted, Point Break, Lord of the Rings, Speed, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and more. So yeah. And I remember asking Yuen Woo Ping about this, and he was laughing, because he was saying how it'd be very hard to get anyone on a Hong Kong movie to sit and watch old Hong Kong movies for inspiration these days. And it really made him realize how different the appreciation for Hong Kong action cinema was around the world. I do love this fight. It's like such a cool setup. I mean, we've seen glimpses of action. We've seen Trinity, Carrie-Anne Moss bust a few moves earlier in the movie. But until now, we haven't really seen a full-on fight scene. But now we learn that Keanu has had various martial arts styles downloaded into his psyche. And now, as he puts it, I know Kung Fu. And Morpheus, Lawrence Fishburne asks him, to show me. As he feels it's time to see what Keanu has learned and what he's capable of. So they set up the challenge match, and you've got the crew of the Nebuchadnezzar all watching on the monitors. And what I like is they also subtly mention again that the rules of gravity, etc., can be bent or broken, like hacking a video game. Because remember, they're not in the real world. They're in the Matrix. Now, yes, there is some artful doubling at times of both Keanu and Lawrence, with Chad Stahelski and I believe Andre China McCoy doubling for Fish. But both men throw some pretty slick moves themselves, and they sell the fights and the techniques very well. I really love how Fishburne looks rock solid. He's got those stances and just looks solid. And Keanu seems to be having so much fun enthusiastically throwing down. I mean, with his punches and his kicks and on wires and everything. I mean, there's some nice beats like Keanu throwing down the Wong Fei Hung pose, yeah, the Bruce Lee thump to the nose, yeah, the wire assisted triple kick, you know, some nice Hong Kong spins. I really love when Morpheus starts to get playful and does his little shuffle, and then appreciates, you know, Keanu's incredible flip over kick, you know, he runs up the wall. And then nails him with that psychic as he lands. You know, stop trying to hit me and hit me. And I also love that wire when Lawrence Fishburne does like the huge jump. Ah, it's awesome. So, I mean, hats off to both men. And also, please note that Keanu is basically doing all his fights in the Matrix with his neck broken. It's basically fused because he had a motorcycle accident. And that's why you can see him in a neck brace during some of the fight scene rehearsals. And also why he has such an upright, straight back pose. You know, because the Wachowskis and Yuen Ping had to work around his injury and make his stance a part of his fighting style. So if you actually look, they worked it into the movie, which is really cool. That's when you know you've got a good choreographer. Because you can work around someone's injury or limitation. Now, of course, the original fight choreographer for The Matrix was from Hong Kong, but it wasn't Yuen Woo-Peng and his team. Originally, they began action auditions with John Cheung and his team from Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. And they held the auditions where everyone from Salma Hayek, Vanessa Williams, Jada Pinkett, etc. were all trying out for Trinity. And then this lady called Carrie Ann Moss comes in, and from the first audition, you can see that she had something about her. But that's a story for another time. I shall now log out of the Matrix and eat some cocoa pies and hand things over to the one from Kickback with Chris podcast, Chris Jones and Agent One.
Brought to you by www.mitmaster.com.
So there we go. Thank you, Mike, for your insights as always. This guy just knows. He's like a walking encyclopedia of action films.
He's been jacked into the Matrix, and he's had another
download. Yeah, he has. He's like that all. Like he knows. I can't remember like names of my own kids sometimes. Though he seems to just know the names of everybody and everything. It's very impressive. But anyway, thank you, Mike, for your insights as always. So whilst I was researching for this particular fight, oh by the way, we should say which fight scene we're going to be watching. It's the dojo scene.
The Kung Fu Dojo scene.
Oh, that guy was so annoying. I think by design, probably, to be honest. But yeah, as when I was researching the film, I came across some interesting notes that some of them I knew, but some of them I didn't. And the fact that apparently originally one of the people up to play Neo was Will Smith.
Yeah.
And he turned it down in his career high to play in Wild Wild West. And I bet that is a regret.
Yeah, although, I liked that movie, but it did flop, didn't it, massively?
I don't think it was up there with The Matrix, really, was it, all things considered? But Will Smith as Neo, could you imagine that?
Just trying to think. I mean, Will Smith has got his sci-fi action chops, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But there's a kind of like stoicism... I'll say stoicism because that's nice thing to say about Keanu Reeves. his acting.
It is, isn't. Yeah, no. You're right. He's like, he's one of those people, like a little bit, you know. And I'm not going to compare him to bloody Steven Seagal, but you know, he's got his like his Steven Seagal-isms as well, where he's just like, yeah, Keanu Reeves is just, he just fits the character.
I think Will Smith's got too much, what do you call it, charisma, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Role. Because let's not forget, you know.
It's supposed to just be an office worker, like a boring, bland office worker, sits on his computer all day. He's not meant to be a flying superhero that can kick ass.
I wonder how much he knew, you know, like going into the Matrix, getting that call.
Mm.
You know, from the Wachowskis, like, yeah, we're going to cast you. And then, like, I wonder how upfront they were with, you're going to have to basically be an action superstar.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, they were upfront with it straight away. And that's one of the reasons he was so keen. But he knew he had this neck injury. So he just kept it shush. Didn't say. Like, I didn't let on. And obviously, by the time they started doing rehearsals, if you've seen the footage, he's in the neck brace.
Yeah.
And as Mike mentioned in his piece as well, they had to, like, design all the action around his sort of funky movements, which is so smart actually, because it creates a movement style unique to the Matrix, to Keanu Reeves now. That's, you
know, yeah, I think it works perfectly.
Does work perfectly. But also, did you know that one other person that was considered for the role was Sandra Bullock? Sandra Bullock.
I didn't. Neo. Yeah, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, originally there was a draft of the film that was Neo was a lady. And Sandra Bullock was in the running for it. Now, it gets even more weird when you look at the people that were potentially cast for Morpheus. One of the top on the list apparently was Sean Connery, but he turned it down because he just didn't understand it. Because you imagine Sean Connery, James Bond as Morpheus.
That would have been a very different dojo fight.
just a bit. I would potentially have quite enjoyed seeing this next person as Morpheus, Nicolas Cage.
Oh man!
Could you imagine that?
That's insane.
He is literally just a walking Matrix character, isn't he? In real life.
Oh god, I would pay so much money to see that. Did you see that film where he is a ninja?
No.
Oh, what was it called? I can't remember what it's called. He's like a ninja robot thing from the future. Oh, it came out like...
I've heard about it, though.
Man.
Now, all I can see him now is a vampire. Like Dracula, literally. Whenever I see Val Kilmer, I just see Dracula now. Since that, whatever, I can't remember the one he did recently.
Carry on with your facts, because I need to find out, whilst you're doing that, what this
was. Okay. Well, the last person that I found that was considered for the role of Morpheus was Val Kilmer.
Oh, yeah, that'd be weird.
I know. Yeah, you can see it. I can see it. You know, it potentially would have worked. But he was also the voice of Kit in the Knight Rider remake, Val Kilmer. There you go. There's my strange story to add to the podcast. And as well, obviously, as Mike also alluded to as well, the one of the choreography team originally was going to be from Dragon the Bruce Lee. You know, the whole Bruce Lee epic, yeah. It was going to be...
You know what? That was
the choreography team.
That film was the first film I had on DVD.
Yeah.
My mum bought me that film on DVD. I didn't have a DVD player yet. Bless her soul. I got a DVD player like a few weeks later, and there was like stuff like extras on there and voices and stuff like that. And it was amazing.
And obviously, as Mike mentioned as well, the Keanu Reeves went into this with a pretty significant neck injury. He had spinal fusion for I can't remember which section of his neck it was, C2-3, something like that. He had a bulged disc and I think he had a fracture as well. They trained everything for 6 months leading up to it in a neck brace. Which, if you think anybody out there that's done any martial arts, let alone any sort of screen fighting or action work, it's not being able to move your head independently to your shoulders. Imagine trying to do hit reactions and stuff without, maybe like RoboCop.
Right. I know we're going to segue, but I need to update you on this.
Go on.
There's a corporate call. I've just got IMDb up. So it's called Jiu Jitsu. Okay. And this is the blurb. when Jack Barnes, a master jiu-jitsu fighter, I don't know why I'm doing an American accent, refuses to face Brax, an indomitable alien creature, the future of humanity hangs in the balance. Every 6 years, an ancient order of jiu-jitsu fighters joins forces to battle a vicious race of alien invaders, but when a celebrated war hero goes down in defeat, the fate of the planet and mankind hangs in the balance.
Wow.
And he was... So, Nicolas Cage, he got paid... This film had a $25 million budget. He got paid $5 million of the budget for 3 days' work.
I always remember, I love about him, going off on a different random tangent here, I always love that interview he did on Wogan when he came out cartwheeling, shirtless, throwing money at the crowd.
Oh man, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's brilliant. He's clearly off his face. And he cartwheels out and then like starts throwing money into the audience and then sits down like to do a sort of interview with Terry Wogan with like his shirt off. It's just weird.
I don't even know. What a legend.
He is. Anyway, I think should we watch this here fight scene? Should we watch this here fight scene? Right, I've got it set up on my second screen here.
Let me find the exact one. I want to make sure I've got the exact same link that you've got, because we're not.
It's literally listed as The Matrix I Know Kung Fu from Blu-ray Clips. So the listeners out there, if you go to the show notes now, or if you're watching it through one of our Facebook pages, you should be able to find a link on the post as well. If you get that loaded up, if you want to pause this, go find it, get it sorted out on your second device or second screen, and I'll give you a 3-2-1 action countdown. You know, we should start doing this in different languages, shouldn't we? 3-2-1.
Yeah,
we should do it. I'm not going to do it today. Maybe get it ready for next time. Are you good? Yeah, exactly.
Oh God! Sorry, I was logged out of YouTube and I saw an advert. That's my paid account.
I know, I'm the same. I've got I have a paid account as well. I don't actually need to have it.
It's absolutely life changing, isn't it?
Yeah, because I actually watch more YouTube than I do TV now. I go home at night, sit down, put YouTube on, and pick something to watch. I just find that better. It's weird, right. Isn't it? Right. Anyway.
Insane.
So, in 3, 2, 1, action.
Yep.
So we get the, obviously, sorry about the Warner Brothers thing.
That's fair enough.
This was not nicking footage for the podcast. Here we go.
Oh, such a good scene. Oh, God. I've watched this film for ages.
He's getting all the information shoved in his head.
Holy shit.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, Mikey, I think he likes it. How about some more? Hell yes.
I remember going to see this film. Bearing in mind, this is back in the 1990s, so... You weren't seeing trailers on the internet or not really on TV as such. It was literally you saw a poster and maybe like a review of it in a magazine. I knew it was an action film, but I didn't know there was this level of fighting in it. And I remember seeing it at the cinema and I was just like, what the fuck? What's going on here?
Well, I'll do you one better. I had no idea at all. And my brother got me the VHS. This is a sparring Christmas. Program. And I was like, oh, what's this? He's like, you don't know what The Matrix is? I was like, no clue. I was like, how do you not know? Obviously, I was like 14 or whatever. I was like, how do you not know? And I had no clue. And I don't think I even watched it for a while after he got it for me. And I was just like, what the hell? This is incredible. Can you imagine? Then hit me if you can. Oh, this is so great in 4K.
Isn't it just...
Oh,
classic shot.
So beautiful. Oh my God, this 4K master is incredible. That's the little change.
All the poses. You can just see a little bit of his stiffness in his neck. In that little Bruce Lee reference there. We've all done it, let's be honest. That's round, twist, round, spin, crescent kick.
You know, not bad legwork there, Keanu, really.
No, not especially considering his neck was knackered. I mean, you've got to keep that in mind. Adaptation. Improvisation. Your weakness is not your technique. Then the music.
Yeah.
I remember in the cinema, I was like, oh, wow. I was so into, I remember fight scenes with good music tracks. This is classic.
A nice little spinning back kick there from...
I know. Yeah, that's in my notes, actually. There was a point in the early 2000s where there wasn't anybody in the film industry didn't have like a stunt performer. They didn't have this music as the showreel music.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little head flick move, the little head kick off. I spent ages trying to do that.
Because also, you know, you guys got to remember, like these days, you can do your facial placements, you know, you can do all sorts of stuff. You can't do that then in the 1990s. I mean, I don't think people would do that then, right? I mean, 1999. Obviously, this was a pinnacle of visual effects at the time.
It was crazy.
I mean, you've got some good ones there, obviously.
Yeah, but you see, there is actually a training clip of Lawrence Fishburne practicing handspring. Because it's him doing it. So I did always wonder if it was or not. That's so cool. And this jerk back. Oh, I'm it.
Bit camera shade. Also, you've got to remember, actually, you think this was, like you say, this was 20 years ago. They were a lot younger, actually, than they are. Like, in your head, you think, bloody hell, Lawrence Fishburne doing all this crap, but, you know, this is 20 years ago. I'm not saying he's an athlete, but, you know, he's going to be a bit fitter.
Absolutely. Well, they trained for a long time for this as well. And that opening exchange that they did, I saw a YouTube clip where they mentioned they practiced it for months, just that 1 6-second opening. They just practiced it over and over and over to get it right. And you didn't really have, I don't think before this, you didn't really have that level of in-depth action training for actors going into films. I think this was one of the trendsetters in that respect, you know, bringing the Hong Kong team over and training with the actors and, you know, they obviously went to it.
Certainly not any other films or that were kind of like celebrated in that way. Because, I mean, I'm sure there were probably examples of that, but it really made a big deal of it. You know, in the BTS, you know, it was all like, we need to, rather than trying to make martial artists into actors, let's find actors and make them into action performers. You know, it was like, let's do it that way.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's very common now, isn't it?
It is now, yeah. I mean, this is so good though, isn't it? I mean, it's not awkward. You don't look at it and go, oh, that's terrible.
No, I think you can get away with a lot because it's trading season. So I think it was a smart story-driven way to allow. I think it's a smart story-driven way to kind of like allow for maybe movements that might be a bit slower, maybe changes that might not be completely perfect because it's a training thing. Like you can obviously there's loads of examples there where Morpheus is just sort of standing and waiting to get hit. So if you're going to break it down and go, well, actually, that's not that, maybe that, you know, that section there, or he's stood there, he's waiting to get hit, or it's being telegraphed and all that kind of stuff. And you can be like, well, it's a training sequence, isn't it? It's very smart.
Right. So let's have a deep dive into it. So listeners out there, if you keep your window open so I can reference certain times, and Martin as well. I've got my list of, you can hear it, there's my list. It's an actual paper list there, not an iPad screen, of time codes to go and have a little look at. But let's jump straight in. Hang on, I've got two pages here, one page. What am I doing? I know, because like, forget the first minute and a bit. That's why I was confused. I'm like, why does it start at a minute and 24? It's like, oh yeah, because it's all the talky bit at the start. We don't really want to do the talky bit. So the first note I'd made is this opening combination that's around the 121, 122 mark. Mm-hmm. Every single person that is a stunt performer that does martial arts or fight scenes or something has done that. Everybody's done that at some point. A minute and 22, 24. You've done it. I've done it. We've all done it.
The little eagle pose.
Yeah, the little hand movement and stand. We've all done it, but yeah, you actually referenced it when we were watching the main thing at a minute and 30. That shot, that's cool.
I think the last time I saw this was on DVD.
I mean, how much of that do you think is real?
Well,
that's a set, or do you think that's?
I'm going back on my memory of the BTS, I think all of it's real, right? Maybe like the top levels might not be, but then would it be a matte painting? I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it's probably real.
Because they did do a lot of green screen stuff on this as well. I just wondered, because it's such a cruel... I mean, how many people had that as a wallpaper on the computer? I mean, that's such a cool shot.
It's a sexy shot, isn't it?
It's really, really cool. And the nice low stances, you know, it's just... I've always wondered what it says on the scrolls in the back as well. Somebody could probably find out. It's probably something... It's probably like a cheeky little Easter egg. Probably something completely irrelevant to the...
I'm just putting up the BTS, and it's a completely, totally real set.
Wow, I mean,
there's even some shots where you can see the roof.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The money they must have spent on that. Did they find the location? I mean,
Nah, I would have thought it would be in a studio, but...
You think so?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you had something like that to train in? That'd be freaking awesome. But yeah, let's keep it going. I made the note, this opening exchange at 1:33... There is some BTS of them talking about how they practiced this for months to get this right, because it was the first thing they did and they wanted it to be absolutely spot on. So that you literally go, fuck, like, that's good. I went into this as well, having seen all the classics, you know, all the classic kung fu movies and stuff, and I was not expecting that.
No.
I thought, you know, a bit of kicky punchy, but it's like, what? It's full kung fu engagement. It's like it's proper stuff, you know?
You can just see Lawrence is not as tight as Keanu in that. But he's on the back foot.
That actually ties in with what people said about Keanu Reeves and that he's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
He will drill the fuck out of things to get it exactly right, exactly what he wants, and he'll do it over and over and over. I mean, you've only got to look at his work in John Wick, you know, the training he put into that. I mean, that's just crazy in the level, the amount of training he put in.
The tracking and the shapes on there. And also as well, though, how jealous is... Like, when have you ever had a job where you've had months to train for a scene?
I know.
You get maybe... Quite often, you're learning the choreography just, like, the morning you're shooting it.
Yeah,
you've got three or four times to try it before you roll on it.
Yeah, you get excited if you get to do a little bit of previous day or something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or like, yeah, it's like it's going. Wow, oh, can't we get to rehearse? Really? Oh, Christ. Whereas, yeah, the amount of training that they've done for this, and obviously we talked about this in the when we were watching it the first time around, but the little Bruce Lee reference at 1:47.
Love it.
Love that. And that Lawrence Fishburne, 1:48, that hand gesture is the most overused movement in martial arts movie making. How many people have done that now? Everyone does that. Everybody. Little finger. And then you got the wire jump with the front kicks, which is cool.
Yeah, a little bit of subtlety as well. So it's kind of like, we're not going straight into the whole Matrix waifu... you know, Yuen-woping vibe. It's just like, oh, here we go, bit of enhanced, bam bam bam, love it.
And then at 2:09, that's where you get the music come in. That I remember at the cinema, like, being like, because you imagine the cinema's audio system and everything, I was just like, what, where's this come from? Like, Jesus. Because I remember I actually went out and bought the soundtrack after this, because there's this scene, and then of course you got the legendary gun scene at the end with the Propeller Heads soundtrack on it. I was just like, oh wow, this is so cool, I've got to have this soundtrack. And this fight in particular, I love the music in it. A nice overhead shot there as well, which is really cool. And then you got, was it 2:16, the annoying kid, Morpheus is 5 mil. that's another thing.
It's great as well. I love this, like, the foot trap and HK spin kind of vibe.
Yeah. And you actually mentioned it when we were watching the first time as well, at 2:21, the back kick Lawrence Fishburne does. This is really
nice.
Yeah,
let's have a look at this. I'm gonna slow that right down so I can...
It's really nice. I'm going to do the same too, actually. Where are you? Playback speed.
2:24. 0.25. 0.25,
eh?
Whoa.
I know, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to break it down. So you got the trap first, which is actually a jump cut. I didn't even notice that. It is. It's twice.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it as a foot trap. Bonk, donk, you get it twice. So are they selling that as two kicks at full speed then? I've never noticed.
Well, this is the thing. You've got to go back and watch it at full speed, haven't you? Because
are they selling it as two? I think they do, you know. I'm going to go back and watch it at normal. They sell it as two. He gets two hit sounds. Let's have a watch. Yeah, they do. They sell it as two. Dunk, dunk. You get two different connection sounds.
Oh yeah, it is. It's
dunk,
it's,
dunk,
it's
dunk.
Cut. It's double cut.
The famous Jackie Chan reference.
I like to try anything double cut. They say, Jackie, why are you doing this thing? I don't know. I just like it. It's a very famous quote there from Jackie Chan, I think.
But it's true. Well, do you know, we should do an episode on just that sometime.
I love it. I just love that. Jackie, they say, Jackie, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that thing? I don't know. I just amazing insight there.
So I love mind. It. But yeah, there you go. So it is a double right. So and then the back kick. I got to bloody hell. Now I've taken it out of full like speed. I've got to go back into 0.25 now, so I can break it down, doing my kick geek thing. One, two. So he does the check on the round kick straight into the back kick. It's an awkward back kick when you look at it at slow motion.
There's no distance as well, so he's got to plant that lead leg all the way back round, get his standing leg into that open, and he's got his toes facing.
Quite it's off balance, but it doesn't matter in context of what they're doing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He's really had to do that for the crowd.
And they've kept it all centre frame as well. If you look how central they are. And the shot, so the connection, the back kick actually connects. I'm going to guess, I'm watching slow. Oh, no, it's not. Actually, it's just off center. But that works really well because that sells his kick more than it does the hit. So it's showcasing his kick as it is, as opposed to it saying, whoa, that's a big hit. You just go, whoa, that's a cool kick.
I'm just looking at it. Do you think that's Chad or do you think that's Keanu?
No, I think it's Keanu. It's really hard to tell because...
Because my initial thought was... Is that why they put that jump cut in?
Yes.
For a switch? Hang on. But no, actually. No.
That's hard to say. I think it's Keanu.
If it is, you know, fair, because he does take that kick.
He does.
It's right in the gut.
And then they've come in. I love that double when he comes in, front kick, roundhouse kick, to come back in. That's really nice. And then they're... That's the when Lawrence catches the kick and goes around the back of the foot for the takedown as well. That's an awesome, awesome movement.
Yeah.
And then of course you've got the big pullback, which is obviously doubled. Now the little what do you call that little helicopter movement and the full little sweep thing? It's probably got a proper name, but it's just eluding my
memory.
Do you know, but everyone's done that as well. We've all done that. The old classic kung fu flick up thing.
It's a yeah. Helicopter kick up or something.
Yeah. Now here we go. This part. I remember seeing this at the time, being and thinking, right. I'm looking. They've set it up. Shot is the back of Keanu. So we're at 2:28. He's on the floor, back of his head. You get the little helicopter thingy, and it's a single shot. He gets up. He goes, runs, jump, spin, crescent kick. I'm thinking, oh yeah, it's a double. It's back. It's his back the whole time. And then he turns into shot, and you're like, shit, it's Keanu Reeves. Yeah. He's just done that whole section.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, what? That's crazy. I mean, anybody that's ever attempted a jump spin crescent kick, it's not easy when you've been doing this for a long time. And so to take somebody with Keanu Reeves' experience at the time, to get him to do that kick and to get it to go over another actor who, let's be honest, if you land on Lawrence Fishburne's head, that's going to cause a problem for the production, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean...
It's both of them doing it.
Yeah, and then...
When you look at it as from a stunt performer perspective, it's not just the fact that Keanu Reeves is doing the kick, but it's Lawrence Fishburne that's, you know, standing there thinking, please, Keanu Reeves, that's not a martial arts expert or stunt performer, don't kick me in the face or land on my head. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
From a stunt performer's perspective, it's impressive, but it's frustrating too because it's like, shit, they're doing it. Oh, God, I wish it was me doing that. But it's very impressive.
Yeah, you got to give him props.
And then you've got the classic at 2:36. That jump. It's iconic, isn't it? That almost Spider-Man-esque flying through the air. You know, and that's freaking high as well.
Yeah, mate. I wonder if that was a comp, just a stitch. You know, maybe. Just the top half and the bottom half.
And then I love how they do the perspective from Neo's perspective looking up, and he's coming down to camera. That's so cool.
Yeah.
And then the floor crunch, like the floor demolishing when he lands with his knee. Such a nice little touch. You know, and I'm guessing they'll have storyboarded previous the crap out of this. It's got very much like a comic book feel to it. You know, the superhero comic book vibe, you know, the especially with the whole floor, crunch. And you got the little head kip up thing.
And then again, you know, we're after his kip up, he's coming in and it's a close up shot. It of his face. It's like, this is Keanu.
Yeah.
At 2:44 when he's running in, it's like, here he is after the kip up, and then it goes straight into that tracking shot. It's from that dolly into that exchange again, and it's just like, yeah, we're doing it.
And what's nice about this is it's not, you know, if you were to compare this to something like, I don't know, people have seen like Blade 2, for example, where it's literally the longest you get is about half a second. It's just like jump, 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 jump all the time. And I know to a certain degree they probably did that for the energy or the vibe of the film. But with this, you've got loads of single shots, like long takes of action. Beautifully shot as well. I mean, it's...
Also, just a note as well on that. Just on that, after that exchange at 2:45.
Yeah.
And Morpheus goes in for that double palm strike. There's a really nice little subtle...
Yeah.
Zoom in and then zoom
yeah,
out.
Yeah, there is.
Get that power. God, it's just shot so well. This is so much fun breaking these down because you can really properly like pick these apart.
And I like how they're tying in a lot of, they're referencing a lot of stuff here. And what's super cool, actually, I'm just looking at it now, because I was going to mention the fact that they demonstrate that the physicality of the exchange in the Matrix affects their body in reality.
Yeah.
When he hits the floor and then he does a little jiggle in the seat. It's like, that's cool. Okay, so when you're in the Matrix, you know
no, that's Neo downloading gunshot reactions.
But what's really nice about that shot at 2:50, where he's in the chair, they're looking at the monitors, seeing the fight scene that we're watching. That's really cool. So there's an actual shot from the fight scene in.
It's funny that because that kind of breaks canon, doesn't it? A little bit.
Yeah.
Because usually they're watching code, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you have to know what you know. You have to learn to read Matrix code to see what.
Yeah,
happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But
well, yeah, just forget about that for a minute.
Yeah,
they're watching the fight, but they still got like a choppy. I'm guessing it's some sort of filter or something that it turns the code into video. Let's just say that. Let's just go with that. And then you got the classic, just about the 3-minute.
There's no purpose for that apart from just to show off his character, which is great.
It's just pure badass. Badassery, isn't it? Like, yeah, come on then, you cheeky, what's it? I know they said the C word there. I won't do that. Apple don't like that word. You know, and it's just that the exchange between them, isn't it? The energy, the dance between them. It's so cool. I've watched this about 15 times now, just in a row. So I'm watching it now. That little shuffle. I wonder, actually, if that was improvised or whether that was actually part of it. I'd be interested to know that.
He's just kind of prattling around in rehearsals and Yuma Ping's gone, I like that.
Yeah.
Why not keep that in?
Because it's very... yeah, I don't know. It's just... You can see how they've designed the action around the performers, around the actors.
Yeah.
You can see this is a great example of considering... The character, considering the actor when you're building the action. You don't just go, oh, this is Fred, he can fight, so here's some fighting. You know, they've looked at the actors, they've looked at the characters, and they've built character around them as individuals, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and then you've got the whole. You think that's air you're breathing? The classic memes that are being created as a result of that. But I love actually. No, you know, on that, I just love the moment between them, where he says,
"You skipped. You've skipped the massive moment here."
I know. Well, I'm. Well, oh, okay. So you mean that the wall flip and the. I'm jumping all over the shit with this. It's so exciting. But yeah, they've done the top shot, the head flip, the wall. Yeah, all right, actually, the wall run. Let's do the post run.
Yeah, you've got to. This is the iconic.
So what I actually like is as well. Before that, I like that cool little top shot they do where they're doing the over the shoulder stuff when he runs and does the somersault over the sweep. And it's three separate shots, isn't it? Let's just watch it again. So you got one as he's over, he's upside down. You see his head. You see the flip. So there's another one. You can do Jackie Chan voice again if you want. Because you see the flip. You see the flip three times.
Yeah, you do. It's a tilt down, and then but then the exact same shot, but a tilt up, which is like genius, actually. Genius, editing genius. You'll never realize what's happening, but you'll just be like, "There's something weirdly special about that moment of action." Until you break it down, this you would never tell.
What I like as well is obviously they make the point of letting you see that it's Keanu Reeves that's landing, and his landing is it's awkward, but it works because it lends to that sort of Matrix reality of the Matrix is just a bit. Quirky and a bit weird. It's not quite real, so it looks normal but not. So you kind of look at it and go, that's not your brain's telling you, he's on a wire, but you don't think, oh, he's on a wire. You think, oh, he's in the Matrix. It just works. It's so freaking awesome.
This little run up the wall he does. And it's kind of like, you know, like you say, like you can kind of see there's no weight on the wall there. I have to do that with Eden, my 3.5-year-old, all the time, up the stairs.
She's like,
no, Daddy, I want to do the thing with the legs. So I have to hold it. And she goes, up the stairs. I don't know why that's a thing. It just happened recently.
Of course it is.
It reminds me.
But yeah, they're going back to just the somersault on, you know, the fact that it's wired. And sometimes you hear people say something like, oh, yeah, but he's on a wire. It's like, yeah, but then you've clearly never been on one before because that shit's not easy. You know, you're almost on wire.
And also, though, what? You think he learned to do a 15-foot backflip?
No, I meant the somersault before over the swing.
Oh, right. Well, no, but even then, that's like... That's
really hard.
A 10, 12-foot front flip from standing. Yeah. Well, not even from standing, from a crouched position that... you know, yeah, of course he's not going to be doing that.
I was going to say, I worked on a. I went to Norway and I shot some. I don't know if you ever saw some of the footage. We there was somebody putting together a funding trailer for a comic book film that was big in Norway, and I actually sort of referenced that shot from The Matrix in the fight sequence, and I was doubling for the villain in the piece. And so like the superhero character does like a sweep at me, and I was like, oh, well, we'll do like the thing from The Matrix with the somersault over the sweep. Of course, there's no budget for wires, so I just used like an aerobics mini trampoline to do it. My god, that was hard. we made it work, but it was fucking hell, it was hard to do. And it makes you appreciate, you know, the it's not, you know, you see it, you watch it and you go, oh, that's cool. But the setup and the prep, the time that they've gone into getting that right, to doing that for that brief moment. But as you say, that over the top slow motion of him, like you can literally see it. You're like you're going, oh, that's so cool. Look at that. He's jumped the wall and doing the backflip. And then you've got Morpheus just stood there thinking, you dickhead.
Yeah, he's looking at him. He's like, what are you trying? This is stupid.
I am going to slam you when you land. You've had it, mate. Which is exactly what happens. You like watched him go over and then twat, have that. But yeah, that's a pretty hefty jerk back as well. That's a long way.
Sorry.
It's cool.
Gotta be Chad now.
But then this moment at, is it about three? When does he say it? Stronger.
He kind of leans in.
To the new.
It's 358.
358. It's the moment between them when he says, you think that's air you're breathing. And it's just the look they give each other.
351, sorry.
And this is why. And it, this for me, that I mean, obviously it's the entire film, but that little interaction between them there, the little look and the, he's like, that's why you have actors and train them in martial arts, not martial artists and hope they can act. Because that is awesome. That kind of, that's literally Neo being created. That exchange. It's like, He's like, you think that's air you're breathing? Oh, yeah. That's Neo. That's Neo being born right there, that minute.
Understanding the confines of the Matrix and what it's about.
Take a look at the neurokinetics. Oh, God, it's so annoying. Stop trying to hit me and hit me. Love this. Yeah, we're ending up rewatching it all again, aren't we? Everyone's like,
I know.
Now sorry, listeners, you're confused now because we're just sort of rewatching that entire chunks again because it's so cool.
I think timeless. Well, that's a nice throwback to Don't Think, Feel.
Yeah.
Don't think you are, know you are. It's the same sort of thing, but just like different.
That as well. Hang on a minute. The combination at 4:50 onwards. It's so good. That's so good. I mean, it's only what, 2-3 seconds? I'm gonna watch that.
I actually feel like the exchange at 4:50. I feel like the exchange before that I like a bit better. Actually, at 4:43.
4:43.
It's a bit more dynamic, in my opinion. But
it is
similar, very similar.
But I just love the second one. I just love the timing of it. Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. And this is where, for me, you again, this is Neo being created. Because you see these movements, these straight arm, straight line movements, used a lot throughout the whole Matrix franchise after this. Especially with that, because one thing we've not touched on with this film and this fight sequence in particular is this was sort of the start of a period of filmmaking where you had all these pipe whoosh sounds in fight scenes. Don't know if you remember, like all the Jet Li, Joel Silver movies and stuff all had this, and the Matrix was the first one that started off all of this sort of, you know, like it's really unique.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like
they've been swinging pipes around and stuff to get the sound effects. Because I remember when the game came out, there's a PC, the Matrix came out game, and this is back in the dark ages where you could throw the CD-ROM in your computer and open up the files, and you could get I got all the sound effects. I've still got them somewhere, actually, in a folder. Then they're literally, they're referenced as pipe swing one, pipe swing two, pipe swing three, where they've gone into the studio, just swung shit around to get sound effects for, you know, smacking melons with hammers and stuff like that. And those movements there with the arms, you know, that's...
It's funny because, like, Neo's doing his old shadow punch technique, which... I don't think he ever does again in the movie. Smith, there's that back in the
fight
scenes, there's that really wicked overhead shot where Smith does that weird like shadow punch thing. But I don't think Neo uses that again.
Not in this film, especially
in that visual way where it's like that.
Yeah.
But then Smith uses it, which is really interesting thematically. Because why doesn't he use it again?
Don't have an answer for you on that one.
Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't use that.
One thing that did happen with this, which obviously you'd never know through the magic of movie making, is a lot of the fight scenes in this were filmed towards the end of the shoot because they were all systematically broken one at a time. So Keanu Reeves' Neo had his neck issue. Hugo Weaver had some sort of bone marrow edema or something. Like he had he messed his hip up or his leg or something.
Nice.
And so they had to wait for ages for them to be well enough to film the fight scenes. Yeah, he thought he was going to get recast. Carrie Ann Moss, that's the name, isn't it? She messed up her ankle doing there's the flip off the wall where they're doing the bank raid and the shootout. Don't know whether it was during rehearsals or actually during the filming for it, but she messed her ankle up. So one at a time, they were all like, they were all really messed up.
And they were just like, oh yeah, that's why we use. You remember now?
Yeah. So next time, let's hire all. Actually, I just read that they are making a follow up to the last Matrix film, which didn't do particularly well by all, because I enjoyed it as a film, but it didn't really make sense in the whole.
Oh man, that first 20 minutes though, I was like, this is really exciting.
Yeah.
You know that first scene where it's like the Matrix again, but it's not sort of slightly different, and you're like, I sat in the cinema and I was like, what's happening here? Yeah. This is exciting. This is weird because they're talking about Matrix and like, you know, like trading levels, and you're like, whoa, is this? And then it was just like, it's just the Matrix.
Yeah.
No, this is boring.
Yeah. Well, apparently the Wachowskis are now listed as executive producers as opposed to directing and writing.
Yeah.
So it's all been changed. So we'll see. We'll see. There's a potential for it there, I guess. I suppose. Who's gonna complain at seeing Keanu Reeves as Neo again? But it'd be interesting to see.
Just read some of these comments under.
You were going to do YouTube comments.
Lol at the end, Trinity had that look on her face like, yeah, I'm definitely going to give it to him.
Stop trying to watch this movie and go watch it.
That's great.
Oh, no. And then someone else here, come on, stop trying to hit me and hit me. Does no one else love that line? Hey, we've never done this before. We should do this, shouldn't we? This should be a thing. We should read the comments under the video. Some of them you can't read because they're impossible to read. Someone's put it.
Imagine if Mr. Miyagi and Danny LaRusso trained like this.
Someone's put 33 seconds. Tank is blinking so hard, struggling to stay awake after those 10 hours straight in the chair supervising Neo. Yeah, we've all done that. I've done that recently. Jeez.
Right.
But yeah, we should because we've got lots of Matrix films to go for. We've got plenty. But we should maybe go a little bit the other way, and rather than looking at the martial arts scenes, because I said this outright, it doesn't always have to be martial arts action. We should do the shootout in the lobby shootout at the end of the film, which is so cool. We don't have to do any 0.25 on that, because literally the entire fight sequence is in slow motion. Right. So, cool. Anyway, that's it, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, thank you to our Patreon subscribers and all of our cool sponsors that are involved. I'm actually going to record a second outro for this, so I don't have to let Martin sit and listen to me waffle on. I can let you go on and get on with your day.
Fair enough.
You're a busy man, aren't you?
I know. I'm off to Florida 2 weeks on Sunday.
2 weeks? Florida for 2 weeks. So actually on that, for the next fight scene Friday, I'm not sure exactly what we're going to do for it, but we are going to do something. I might just geek out to a fight sequence on my own, or I might try and wangle in a guest. I'm not sure yet. Nobody can replace our Martin, though. There's only one Martin.
The one and only.
Or he'll go off and realise how much better he's got life and he's not doing this, and he'll never come back. He might just go to Orlando and stay there forever.
Well, this is the thing. I always like... Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be fun, but it's going to be a nightmare because I'm taking 2 cheerleading teams out there for 2 weeks to compete at the World Championships with also 2 of my own young children.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's not going to be fun.
Time zones and everything.
Yep. Nice little 9-hour flight.
Oh, mate. It's bad enough as it is having to deal with jet lag kids with jet lag.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. So I wish me luck.
I will wish you luck. And on that note, goodbye.
Bye!